Veronica James, narrator.
From Undercurrents by Pamela Beeson. Sam knew she had nothing left to lose. You know, don't you? For a second, their eyes met. No, he asked. You know how Dan died. You took him back to buoy 3942. They shipped his body home in his wetsuit. Did you murder Dan? No, he was my friend. Eduardo opened his eyes. Did you deliver him to a killer? He flinched. No, it was an accident. An accident? She'd seen the cut regulator hose, the slash on Dan's face and neck. I take Dan to the buoy, like you say. He says he will be quick. He only wants to get something there. He says the current is too strong for others. Oh, God. When he is diving, I can see my cousin's boat coming. My cousin should not be here. Was he fishing illegally? She asked. Eduardo sagged. I do not know. I take my boat out to tell him to leave. I am only gone for a minute. Then I turn and go quickly back to the buoy. And then, she prompted, and then I feel a bang. I stop the motor. I see blood. Eduardo looked so miserable that for a second she felt sorry for him. Then she remembered that it was she who was sitting in a jail cell, accused of murder, not Eduardo. This is from Picture Perfect by Jody Picot. The first thing the groundskeeper saw when he went to tend to the small cemetery behind St. Sebastian's was the body that someone had forgotten to bury. She was lying on top of a grave, her head pressed close to the headstone, her arms crossed over her stomach. She was almost as white as the 7 faded granite markers that surrounded her. The groundskeeper took a deep breath, dropped his trowel, and crossed himself. He inched toward the body and leaned over, casting a shadow. Somewhere overhead, a gull screamed, and as the woman's eyes flew open, the groundskeeper turned and ran through the iron gate into the dizzying streets of Los Angeles. The woman looked into the sky. She didn't know where she was, but it was quiet, and since her head was pounding, she was grateful. She tried to remember how she'd gotten there in the first place. From A Naughty Tale by Stella Cameron. Claudia, Simon's cat, thought to herself, look at that. They're staring. The rude things. Good afternoon, she said. She would not turn her face away. She needed their help. All they did was wiggle their stubby whiskers and sniff. I said, good afternoon. You're looking somewhat better today. What do you want? The bigger one said, although neither of them were an impressive size. You didn't have anything to say yesterday or the day before, or on any day I can remember. She stretched. One must have standards. Talking to you at once would have been forward. I'm Dickens. This is my sister, Madeline. What do you want? Typical lack of grace. My name is Claudia. I live over there. She indicated the lot on the other side of Rose Gibb's fence. I'm with Simon Falzone, a superior sort of person. Good for you, the other one, Madeline, said. We're with Rose Gibb. We think she's nice. You haven't been here long enough to know, Claudia said. But as a matter of fact, I think she's nice, too. And so does Simon. Unfortunately, she's a bit graceless and shy, and he, being male, is naturally obtuse.